You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with a World Cup winner, Osvaldo Ardiles. Welcome, Ozzy. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well indeed.
Good. Looking good, Ozzy.
Thanks very much.
What's it like to be a billionaire, travelling the world first class, World Cup winner?
I wish I was, but not a billionaire, but having a lot of fun.
In 1978, when you get that World Cup winner's medal, you can fly the plane if you like.
Yes, but there were different times, as you well know. we were not paying what they are paying right now.
No.
But yes, I have a very, very, very nice summer with all my family, so very happy.
Brilliant. So Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. If you want to have a look, go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and some great offers, okay? Right, Premier League, what a game we have. I've been inundated, Ozzy, with tickets. Can you get me tickets? Chelsea against Liverpool. It's very difficult to get tickets for Chelsea. But I owe someone a favour, so I'm going to have to try. And what a game. What a game this is.
I think it's going to be a great, great game. And this is why, for example, Chelsea need a new stadium. This is why Tottenham need a new stadium, because the amount of interest in the Premier League is absolutely fantastic. Chelsea-Liverpool, what a game.
Liverpool normally do okay at Stamford Bridge, I think, from my memory.
Well, Liverpool are Liverpool, so just the name inspires respect to start with. And I have to say, I have been very, very impressed when they play White Hart Lane. If anything, I would say they wanted to play more away from home than at home. They have blistering pace at front.
Manny's a good player.
Absolutely. The defence looked much, much better than last season. Somehow they were conceding far, far too many balls, many goals. Now they are much, much better. I think it could be a lot of people will say, well, Chelsea playing at home, they're going to win and so on. I wouldn't say that, no.
So is this Conte's first big test? If we're saying that Chelsea could win it or certainly be in the top three, are these the games he has to win at home? Stamford Bridge, no John Terry. It looks as if David Luiz could come back in us. Against Liverpool, who look very, very good on the counter.
Yes.
Coutinho, Firmino, good players. Coutinho's a lovely player.
A lot of.
Are you allowed to say that, Aussie? Brazilians are that good?
No. He's absolutely wonderful player. A lot of inspiration from him. Sometimes nothing happened, and out of nothing, he will produce something. He will produce an assist. He will produce a goal. He's a fantastic, fantastic player, yes. But not only him. And the way they play as well. Very fluid football. Very beautiful to see and so on. I would say, personally, I would go for a Liverpool win. I think Chelsea has changed a little bit in respect of last season. Not so many in terms of personnel, but basically the manager has changed, and the manager has put a kind of philosophy that is trying everybody to work for each other very, very hard and so on. It's not 100% done yet. Probably he will achieve that later on. But at the moment, they're not.
I'm a big fan of Klopp. I like Klopp. I like characters, Ozzy. And I think I'm warming to him all the time.
Absolutely adore him. And of course, he played five guys up front, so that was my style. So I absolutely love him. He's a guy that think all the time much, much more in the opposite goal than in his own goal. So I love that. And yes, I like his attitude. I like his love of the game. But the most important thing, all the time you see his team play, the team try to play football. They play with a certain... They are not a kind of Guardiola type, not so much passing and passing and passing. But certainly... They play with a kind of fluidity that is very, very nice to see as well.
Chelsea, two big players of them, Hazard and Willian. Very good. Luiz could go back in. What do you make of David Luiz? Was that a surprise, that move from PSG? Because PSG, we watched them play Arsenal. The two centre-backs look super. So I think when Luiz wanted to leave, they said, yes, we'll drive you to the airport now.
Yes.
Because I think they've got two top centre-backs. But Luiz, can he help Chelsea? John Terry's injured, so it's a blessing he's going to get his chance.
I would say maybe something controversial, but for me, when you talk about the three central defenders that Chelsea have, in my opinion, David Luiz is by far the best of them. is certainly the most talented. Sometimes, of course, he wants to do far too much, and sometimes he's prone to mistakes and so on. But he's becoming very, very sparing right now. So all these things you're going to see less and less. In terms of qualities, I think it's much, much better than the other two. I'm talking about the John Terrier of today, not the John Terrier before, of course.
No. So you go for a Liverpool win?
I go for a Liverpool win.
That'd be good odds, Oz. Right, Saturday. Let me look at Hull against Arsenal. We're expecting the manager, Hull, he'll get the job. Phelan, who was under Fergie, who played for Norwich City against me a long time ago. Mike Phelan, he looks if he get the job. Hull have had a good start to the season, haven't they?
I think he is.
And they'll look at Arsenal being in Paris Champions League. Mm. They might be a bit tired. They might feel a bit sore. Come on.
Talking about Hull, yes, Phelan deserves the job. We have a great, great start, to be perfectly honest. It's crucial if you are going to be one of the teams that, in principle, you're going to be, they're coming from the Championship. So, I mean, basically, you're going to be fighting for relegation.
Yeah.
It's crucial for them to start well, and he has started
in an
incredible manner.
Compare Hull with Sunderland.
Absolutely.
Hull have had a great start.
Great, great start, so he deserves the job, and the best of luck for him as well. And I have to mention his assistant, the son of Ray Clemens, Stephen. So
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. So in a way, I'm a little bit of a supporter of Hull, and they're playing against our archenemy. So I will go for a draw. I will say,
really?
I don't believe for a moment that Arsenal are going to be tired. Yesterday they come back in private plane, and 11 o'clock they were in London. So I don't believe for a moment they are tired. No, but somehow it's something missing in
so Ozzy, this is big right odds now. You've gone for Liverpool to beat Chelsea.
Yes.
Hull to beat Arsenal.
Yep. No, I said draw.
I said a draw.
Yeah.
So that's big odds. So
I would say that Arsenal will fail to score the second goal. He will fail to kill the game. Of course, they are much, much better team. You cannot even compare. They are not in the same class. But like I said, at the moment, it looks like something is missing in Arsenal.
Yeah, I agree.
And I will go for Hull playing at home with all the support.
A draw. What about Leicester, Burnley? Burnley have started okay. Tough team to beat. Mm. No thrills, no frills.
No.
We're organised. Come and beat us. Leicester, we know, are playing in Europe. Mm. So I fancy Leicester at home, though. I think they've got to be too good for... Surely for Burnley.
Yes, I do fancy Leicester at home. Yes, they have to win. It's again starting the season, to be perfectly honest. But so far, they are a little bit struggling. No, not a lot of points and so on. So they are playing at home. It's a very winnable game. It's not going to be easy. Burnley, very, very well organised, of course. But I'm going for a Leicester win, yes.
Man City should beat Bournemouth. West Brom, West Ham. What's happened to West Ham? Not good. 2-0 up against Watford. Blew it. West Brom struggling. Tony Pulis, I think, is going to leave as Valdo. I think he's going to leave the way he's talking. He's had enough. I wouldn't want to call this one, you know. I wouldn't want to call this one.
Well, I think West Brom, yes, they are not... The crowd, nobody happy with the managers and how they feel that West Brom should play another style and so on. I can see that Tony Pulis is not that happy in there as well. So, yes, probably he will leave very, very soon, yes. After saying that, I have been seeing West Ham in the opening game in the new stadium and so on. They were shocking. They were very, very lucky to win 1-0. Against Watford, they were winning 2-0, somehow cruising, and they lost 4-2 quite convincingly.
Amazing.
They are looking, they're nowhere near the form that they were last season. If they had the form they have last season, you remember they were very close to qualify for Europe.
Sure.
But they are nowhere near. So, even though West Brom are not playing as well as they could, I will go for a West Brom win.
Yeah. Now, Watford, we just mentioned, 2-0 down, back to 4-2. Mm. Brilliant, brilliant. They're at home to Manchester United. Won't be easy for United. Jose goes there. Watford are your own side, very direct. But good up front, so it's another test for United, Oz.
It's going to be another test, and they need to come back very, very quickly after losing the derby. You know what it meant losing the derby. Not only you lose 3 points, but psychologically affect you as well. So very, very hard game for them. After saying that, I will go for a Manchester United win.
Will you?
Yes.
What, 2-1?
I think it's going to be close, but I will go for a Manchester United win, yes.
Spurs Sunderland, we've got to be careful here. That looks This looks a home banker, doesn't it? It looks easy.
It does.
But Davy Moyes surely is going to go there and get, you know, 9-10 players behind the ball.
Well, yes, of course. But everybody does that, and so you expect that. But yes, I will go for a home win. Sunderland are having big, big problems, and now we are starting to recapture the form that we have last season. So it's for us, if we have any pretension to be fighting for a championship, we have to win this kind of game.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look at a couple more, but first, up front with Alan Brazil and Aussie Ardealers, sponsored by bettingbrazil.com. It's a new betting site for all the sports punters. Great odds, markets, great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. That's capital ALAN10. Just visit bettingbrazil.com. Enter promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also, look out for a daily happy hour, the offer between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now for bettingbrazil.com. Bettingbrazil.com is for over 18s only and it should be a bit of fun, like Aussie and me, bit of fun. So please gamble responsibly. Aussie, a couple other little ones. Palace Stoke, something's gone wrong with Mark Hughes at Stoke at the moment. I don't know what it is. Because he's at the backing of the chairman, who's a massive player, who's backed him to the hilt. He had a go at the team at the weekend when Tottenham beat them. And also another one, Southampton, Swansea. First of all, Palace against Stoke. Palace got the first win, didn't they? And Alan Pardew needed that.
Yes. Oh, yes, he needed it badly. And I saw Crystal Palace playing against us in Whitehall Lane. We just beat them 1-0. They look very well organised. I was quite impressed with them, to be perfectly honest.
Struggling to score goals, aren't they?
But they're struggling to score goals, that's right. But after saying that, they look organised and the team very difficult team to beat. And they are a completely different team when they are playing at home. I will definitely go for a Crystal Palace win.
To beat Stoke?
Oh, yes. Stoke is having big, big problems. It's, as you know, it's not very nice when the manager is starting to criticise his own players.
Yeah.
After saying that, I'm very sorry to say, but he has to look at his own conduct as well. He was sent off in that game. This is not good as well. Probably not going to be in the bench as well. So there are some problems in Stoke. They have
so
some.
It could continue. Palace to win.
I think it can continue. So I will go for a Palace
and
win.
And down at St Mary's, Southampton and Swansea. Swansea fought against Chelsea 2-2. Southampton are going to be safe. And I mean this when I say safe. I believe Southampton will be bottom half this year. I do. It's a game they have to win to beat Swansea.
It's a game that they have to win, yes. It's a nice fixture for them. I will definitely go for Southampton, yes. I will say that if I am a Southampton supporter, I will be a lot more optimistic than you. I would say it's top 12, not in the bottom 12. They have been pretty impressive. So I will definitely go for
top 10 rather than bottom 10.
Top 10, that's right. Right,
20 above. Teams, you're numpty.
Oh, sorry. I just forget.
What about just a quickie, Aussie, till we finish up? South America, the World Cup qualifiers. How have they gone for Brazil and your team, Argentina?
For both teams,
yeah,
very well.
Very well.
Yes. You know, the top four qualified. They are at the moment. Argentina drew the last game, so Argentina is second right now. Brazil is first, so it's a kind of business as usual in South America. The surprise this season is that Chile is doing pretty bad.
They were the team that was surprising everyone.
Absolutely, yes. Because Chile, to be perfectly honest, they were never there. It's always Argentina and Brazil, and it was somebody else. It would be Uruguay, but Uruguay is there, it's third as well. But Chile is a surprise. At the moment, they are not qualifying, so they have to improve.
And who do you feel is the best? Brazil or Argentina this year?
No, Argentina is the best.
Are they?
Well, yes, in the last America Cup, Argentina was runner-up, but to be perfectly honest, we lost the final against Chile, but we were a better team. Of course, when you have the amount of quality that we have. And of course, it's very, very disappointing for us, Argentina. We are runner-up in the World Cup, runner-up in the America Cup. This is where Argentinian people are not very happy with the situation.
Not enough?
No, it's not enough. That's right. But and Brazil is in a kind of process of changing everything after the debacle they have in the World Cup and in the America Cup as well.
Just a quickie, Aussie. Any young players in South America that we should look out for, we could see in the Premier maybe in a year, 2 years' time?
No, because the top players in Argentina from, it happened like in Ajax and in Holland, from very young age, if you are somehow in the top tier, you already go and play in Europe. So that means all the young ones, they're not coming straight to England, they're not coming straight to the Premier League, but they're already
Portugal.
They're already in Portugal, they're already in Holland and different places. Dybala, for example, Dybala now is absolutely...
Oh, so we should be agents. With your help,
yes,
we should be agents.
We should be agents, yes. It's unfortunately something that I never liked in my life, so no, don't try to... I much prefer to go and play golf with you in any time than being agents.
Ozzy, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Alan Brazil up front with a World Cup winner, Osvaldo Ardiles. Fantastic. Thank you, Ozzy.
Van in a Van on Up Front with Alan Brazil. Brought to you by Juicen.
Fan in a Van is brought to you by Juicen, with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far from your local timber and builders merchant, trade and public welcome. Right, I'm delighted to welcome, this is great, a Liverpool fan down in the South Coast. It's Danny Blackwell, who's a contract manager, big Liverpool fan, and used to work with Juicen. Danny, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, good, thank you. Really, really, I love talking Liverpool at the moment because... Danny, Jurgen Klopp, I can't help liking the guy. I'm really warming to him.
Yeah, he's a very impressionable character, isn't he? It felt like a big signing when he kind of joined the club. It didn't have that feel-good factor, perhaps, since Dalglish come back to be the manager. So, yeah, it was really big news, and I think he's doing a good job at the moment.
So, Danny, you're a Liverpool fan living in the South. What got you into it? The days of King Kenny and Rushie and Souness?
Yeah, since... Ian Rush is my hero, yeah. 1983, I started supporting him as a boy. Just very successful time. It was, playing good.
Danny, just before Danny, me, just it? Before that, I played against this young guy, centre forward, for Chester in the FA Cup at Portman Road, Ipswich against Chester. And Terry Butcher and Russell Osmond were our centre-backs. And they said, watch this guy with the big nose. They say he's a hell of a player. And do you know what? They hardly give him a kick. But he came really? Back to haunt them, trust me. Rushie, what a player, what a finisher. But that telepathy he had with Dalglish was uncanny. It was fantastic. They read each other's
absolutely.
Minds.
Just the diagonal runs that he used to make, and Kenny would find him, wouldn't he? And he didn't used to disappoint. He would put the ball in the net most of the time, wouldn't he? A hell of a player. But, my hero growing up as a kid.
Well, Danny, I still have nightmares walking down the steps at Anfield. This is Anfield, thinking, here we go again. It was really
I'm lucky enough to have been down the tunnel myself.
Oh, have you?
He did a stadium tour a few years ago, and it was like a big child.
Fabulous.
Going down the tunnel at Anfield.
Fabulous. So, Danny, what about... So, Jurgen, look, he's got a big positive from us. It looks like he's got Coutinho, Firmino really playing. I just feel this game Friday is a big pointer. You go to the bridge, and off my memory, I'm recollecting thinking Liverpool's record at Stamford Bridge is not bad at all.
Certainly in recent times, we had a good win there last year, as I remember, after Gander Hart. I think Coutinho scored a couple there. I think Conte will have them well drilled and well organised. I think that's what a lot of the Italian managers do. We do perhaps find it a little bit difficult breaking sides down at times, but we've now got a bit of pace in the side. The work ethic is tremendous, and I think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a 0-0 draw for sure, but the old goal might nick it either way.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the game.
And in terms of come the end of season, of course, Chelsea, Liverpool, no European football. Are we hopeful of a top four finish, Dan?
It'd be nice to sort of get that feel-good factor. The last time we didn't have European football when we had Brendan in charge. But we've obviously not got Suarez anymore. But I think Mane coming in, he's got pace, he's got tricks. If we can keep a good steady side together and keep them fit, then why not? If Leicester can win the league, then why can't we have a good go?
I think Mane is a top signing. I think he's a top, top player.
Yeah, it's good to have a bit of pace in the side, and I think it's square pegs and round holes. I think people can kind of move around and play different positions, and it's very much a squad game these days, isn't it? So it's good to see Lallana playing well from an English perspective. I think he's kind of coming on leaps and bounds under Klopp, and it will help out the national side as well, I'm sure.
And the old noisy neighbours across Stanley Park, they've started well, haven't they, Everton?
Yeah, haven't they? Yeah, I mean, Koeman, he's put a good job wherever he goes, doesn't he? I remember when we won the Champions League in 2005, we defended it in 2006, and I think Koeman was at Benfica at the time, and he had a very organised side, and he knocked us out of the competition. But yeah, I think, you know, they could have a good season. They started well. He'll have them organised if he can get the Carpi firing. I think they're going to be a force this year as well. So it's a very exciting prospect for the Premier League this season.
And a couple of great derbies coming up. They're going to be great.
Yeah, always a good atmosphere. Sadly, trying to get tickets for those are virtually impossible. But be good to watch on the TV.
And Danny, just finally, business at the moment for you. You used to work with Jusons. You got your own business now. Happy? Busy enough?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I had 12 happy years at Jusons. It was a bit of a wrench to leave, actually. But the company that I'm employed by now is Clark Estate. We're based in Poole. We're a property developer, so we do sort of luxury high-end properties down on the South Coast. So we're currently building a nice luxury block of flats overlooking the sea at the minute. So, yeah,
of course, Harry Redknapp down there in Sandbanks, which is very nice.
Yeah, it's a lovely spot down there, actually. But it's a bit of a nightmare at the summertime because everybody wants to come and share the space with you, so it's a little bit busy. But yeah, he's on a lovely spot round by the peninsula. But yeah, beautiful.
Danny, listen, good luck. Good luck Friday night at the Bridge.
If
you can get a ticket, wish you well. And lots of success with your business, Danny. Keep going. Brilliant.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, keep up the good work with the show as well.
Thank you.
In the morning. So thanks for your time as well.
Good man. Danny Blackwell there, fan in the van with Jusons. So wonderful. And I think Danny's in for a treat. I really do. I think Liverpool, the fast-flowing football they're playing under Jurgen Klopp, you can't help like him, can you? Just time now for my treble this weekend. I think, I better let Danny put the phone down first. Tottenham's one of my bankers. I think Leicester can win as well. And I'm going to go for Everton. Sorry, Danny. Thank you to Osvaldo Ardiles and Danny there. Alan Brazil up front, which is fantastic. We're fan in the van with Jusons. You're listening to Alan Brazil up front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.